wake up. Wake up. Hey. Hey, I said wake up. Hey, guys. Hey, wake up. It's time for In You All Along here on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM. My name is Pete. Be with you for the next hour with lovely selections like this.
One of our planes was missing, 2 hours overdue. Yes, one of our planes was missing with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited for the word. Then a voice broke through that humming, and this is what they heard. Coming in on the wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on the wing and a prayer.
Da, 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 da.
What a show.
What a show.
What a fight.
What a fight.
Yes, we really
hit our target for tonight. Tonight.
How we'll sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's a field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord. Coming in on the wing and a prayer.
Glory be.
Hallelujah.
Glory be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. On a wing and a prayer.
What a show. We really hit our target for tonight. How we'll sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's a field over there. With our full crew aboard
and our
trust in the Lord.
give me any choice. When he calls me and it's time to go, I swear you'll be the first to know.
In the heart of a lonely kid, he suffered so much for what he did. They gave this poor boy his fortune and fame. Since that day he ain't been the same. See the man with the stage fright, just standing up there to give it all his might. And he got caught in the spotlight. When we get to the end, you wanna start all over again. I've got fire water right on my breath, and the doctor warned me I might catch a death. He said you can make it in your disguise, just never show the fear that's in your eyes. See the man with the stage fright, standing up there to give it all his might. He got caught in the spotlight, but when we get to the end, he wants to start all over again. Now if he says that he's afraid, take him at his word. And for the price that the poor boy has paid, he gets to sing just like a bird. Dry. Fancy people go drifting by. Moment of truth is right at hand. Just one more nightmare you can stand. See the man with the stage fright, just standing up there to give it all his might. He got caught in the spotlight. To start all over again. You wanna try it once again. Please don't make him stop. Let him take it from the top. Let him start all over again.
trickled from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everybody. Once again, this is Pete, and you're tuned in to In You All Along on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm going to tell you a little radio secret. That's actually printed on a big sign right in front of me. It's not that I don't know what station this is, and it's not that I don't know what the frequency is or where we're located. But it's 6:13 here, and I'm not as awake as I might be. And you're probably not as awake as you might be. So we've got the dummy charts in front of us here. All kinds of fun info in front of us. But behind us was the Silicon Teens with Memphis, Tennessee, from their Music for Parties disc from 1980. And I hope you're partying. I am. Before that, we had The Band with Stage Fright from Stage Fright, album of the same name from 1970. I feel like I have a little bit of stage fright every time I'm running in here just before 6. And then it just kind of happens. And we get to just kind of figure out how this is all going to play out together. Prior to that, we had Flat Old World, a New York band from the early 90s. With Angel's Voice. I don't know if that came out on an album of its own. Of their own, rather. But I have that track because it was on a sampler from 1993. For something called the Hello Recording Club, which was a... It was like a subscription service that I think the guys from They Might Be Giants were behind. And there was a lot of interesting kind of fringy underground stuff coming out from New York and beyond. Kind of harkens back to a pre-internet time when you kind of had to dig and tap into those currents to find new and interesting stuff, new and interesting music. And wow, how things have changed. We started off the set, the top of the hour, with the Golden Gate Quartet, and coming in on A Wing and a Prayer, which was a much recorded, I don't even know who originally composed that song. I could probably tell you just as easily as you could find out yourself. It was composed by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh, a 1943 song. I'm not entirely sure when that particular recording of it came out, but I do love it. A World War II staple. Every time I stop talking, I hear the air conditioner, and I stop and I think, can they hear the air conditioner? And then I think, it doesn't matter. It's the magic of live radio. Let's continue along with the magic, shall we? I think we should. Okay, here's a little bit of Tortoise for you. Keep your morning rolling along.
Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Saturday, Sunday.
naturally, there's folks who think I must know what to do. But just because you've seen me on your TV doesn't mean I'm any more enlightened than you.
And while there's a part of me and that guy you've seen up there on that screen, I am so much more. And I wish I knew the things you think I do. I would change this world for sure. But I eat and sleep and breathe and bleed and feel. Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm real.
I'd love to help the world and all its problems, but I'm an entertainer, and that's all. So the next time there's an asteroid or a natural disaster, I'm flattered that you thought of me, but I'm not the one to call.
And while there's a part of me and that guy you've seen up there on that screen, I am so much more. And I wish I knew the things you think I do. I would change this world for sure. But I eat and sleep and breathe and bleed and feel. Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm real.
Your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground.
take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Back. That last track that we just heard, of course, was Kenny Rogers on the First Edition with Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. A single of a song composed by Mel Tillis that Kenny Rogers and the First Edition put out at the height of their popularity in 1969. Prior to that, we had the inimitable William Shatner from his fantastic 2004 album, Has Been, really sort of pushing right on through his own novelty shtick into near credibility. Some knockout performances on that all around. That was Real with Brad Paisley doing the actual singing on that song, because I don't think that Shatner ever sings per se, but he delivers quite a story about the Bill Shatner we really ought to know, the man, not the myth. Prior to that, we had, oh boy, UE Lab with St. Elmo's Fire, the radio version, as they put it. There are about four versions of that song on the Fires EP from 1997. That was a collaboration between Stereo Lab and, really, I have no idea. Is it UI, UE, WE? Who knows? But the whole thing is pronounced, is spelled UILAB. I've never actually heard that spoken in the 20 years I've owned it. We opened up the set with Tortoise and Cornpone Brunch from their 1994 self-titled album. And right now, behind me, as was in the previous mic break, we have Herbie Hancock with the legendary Rocket from 1983. I'm, of course, only 12 years old, so I wouldn't remember this song coming out. But if I did, I would remember being blown away, because we didn't have anything like this yet. That was on mainstream radio. And Herbie Hancock, of all people, jazz legend, but experimental pioneer all around, breaking new ground with... what me and my friends just knew as breakdance music in those days. You know, put some vocals over this and you've got one of the cores of early hip-hop. Hip-hopping right along to the PSA book over here. What do we have today at 6:35? PSA o'clock. We have a message about local farmers markets. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford. With free parking in the lot there, as well as on both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. That's kind of funny. You only use one search engine. A public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. The next band I'm going to play, I want to recommend that you go out and check them out last night. They'll be putting on an early show at Toad yesterday, and I assure you it will have been great. I can say that with certainty. I did go to see the Summer Villains last night. Always a fun and unusual time. It's the first time I thought of bumper stumpers in, 25 or 30 years. There was a game show called Bumper Stumpers where you would unscramble hidden messages in license plates. It makes me wonder what hidden messages are on the license plates I'm following around now. Go to facebook.com/inyoualalong and tell us what the secret license plate messages are telling you. In the meantime, let's keep things moving right along.
Look what a thing. You love me, baby, I love you. Come on, baby, let's shake it, thing. Shake it, thing. Touch it, thing. Wobble that thing, burn that thing. Let's take a picture of that thing. I want a big one. I want to eat the tea. The big, big one. I want to eat the tea. I want to see what that thing is. Now that's doing here now. What a thing. What an ugly thing. Oh, look. Oh, look. What do you see? What a thing. Shake that thing, shake that thing. Wobble, bird, 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 that thing. Let her hunt that thing. Let her hunt that thing. Shake that thing. Hunt that thing.
Show it!
welcome back, everybody, from a kind of long set. More long in number of songs than in length. You just heard from one of my favorite Western Massachusetts bands, New Radiant Storm King, with Phone Call from their 1993 album Rival Time, back when they were playing in barns and the like. Good times. Before that, we had Beatnik Film Stars with Buffalo Bill Haircut from their Inhospitable album from 1997. Before that, we had King Khan and the Shrines, the Montreal / Berlin based King Khan, with Land of the Freak from the Supreme Genius of King Khan and King Khan and the Shrines. I skipped a song. I skipped the college radio DJ's staple, the Monks, with Black Monks, with a complication from Black Monk Time. Their 1996 overly influential, not overly, their influence is outsized for their output. If you don't know the Monks, dig them out. Dig out Black Monk Time. It's you'll hear a lot of bands of many, many years coming out of those sounds. Before Land of the Freak, we had Bloodshot Bill from Montreal, a rockabilly sensation. If you catch him, he comes through town quite a bit. He'll blow you away. I've seen him open for much bigger acts and really steal the show. That song was Ratfink from his 2004 release, Rockabilly Trash. Prior to that, we had Hassel Atkins with Shake That Thing, which is, I can't even tell you when it's from, because it's from a compilation and everything that he does sounds like it came out of some garage in 1938. But we opened the set, as I mentioned earlier, with the Summer Villains, Kick It On Our Bikes. You should really go check them out last night. It's a great time. That's going to do it for me. As always, this has been In You All Along. My name is Pete. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be here next week once again, Friday mornings, 6 to 7 a.m. Stay tuned for Ryan D. and the Music Savage Show here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.